This is The Guardian.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, Jonathan Friedland here, Guardian columnist and host of our new podcast, Politics Weekly America. Today, a teaser of what we discussed on the show this week. It's all about the man making headlines in America, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. He is constantly stoking the flames of the culture wars. Who does that remind you of? And that is the point, because Ron DeSantis is second in the polls behind Donald Trump when it comes to who Republicans want as their nominee in 2024. So who is Ron DeSantis and what are his chances of making it to the White House? Here's a clip of my conversation with two experts on Florida politics, Anna Ceballos and Peter Schorsch. But Anna, it isn't just about COVID, and this is where the Trump parallel comes to mind. He's got this thing of the war on what he calls woke, this bill that he's pushing through, which, is amazing. Stop the Wrongs to Our Kids and Employees Act, spell out the initials and it spells woke. It's race. I saw him having a go at the Disney Corporation the other day, just talking about woke corporations.
You have companies like a Disney that are going to say and criticize parents' rights. They're going to criticize the fact that we don't want transgenderism in kindergarten and first grade classrooms. If that's the hill that they're going to die on, then how do they possibly explain lining their pockets with their relationship from the Communist Party of China?
Telling us what we're going to teach our kids. The sort of culture war stuff is really his thing.
Absolutely. Even more so just in the last year, these culture wars have really helped and grow his popularity because he speaks in a way like the language of the Republican base, right? And there's Twitter and like social media memes of like own the libs, and he pretty much is that, right? Like he speaks fluent and owning the libs, and he loves anything that can cause a wedge on a social issue. He will double down and absolutely own the subject, and will not only hold press conferences about it, he will spend official time promoting the issue, and he will spend the entire legislative session prioritizing some of these most divisive concepts. And that's why you're seeing a lot of reaction, right? And some could argue that it's headlines that he might be really trying to seek out, because the more controversial the topic, the longer you can stay, people at the bar will be talking about you and the media will be talking about you, and then you're going to be at the national level.
Well, that's a lesson straight out of the Trump playbook, obviously. So there, between the two of you, you just rattle through a lot of big similarities. In terms of the differences, Peter, I suppose it would begin with his resume. His background. Just tell us a little bit about him, because in a way it's very un-Trump-like, the things he did before he got into politics. Just fill us in.
He had a naval career where he was a JAG officer. He served in Fallujah. He kind of bounced around a little bit. Meets his wife, who is a power on her own as a local TV journalist. He basically becomes one of the hangouts at Fox News. He was on Fox News, I think, more than anybody else other than Matt Gaetz during the last decade. He was a creature of the green room, they say. And so that's one of the reasons why he's always been so in tune with, I think, the Republican base. He even wrote a book in response to Obama's memoirs. You know, he ends up jumping into the race for governor against a very prominent Republican who was as a foregone a conclusion as Jeb Bush for president and ended up in the same place when Donald Trump ends up tweeting from Air Force One about Ron DeSantis. And from there, it was lightning in a bottle.
To find out more about DeSantis and why he and Donald Trump are no longer best buddies, search for Politics Weekly America on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. That way you can hear the full episode. Thank you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.